One for watch, I'm a gun. Watch a lady.
Yes, driver. Driver, see if you can tune into M5 Radio for me. Me need for catch a talk show.
Yeah, man. I don't have a problem that.
Welcome back to our program, where the focus is on Jamaicans traveling within CARICOM. I'm your host.
Eat that, driver.
Well, we're on today's headlines where it says entry denied. And the story unfolds that Jamaicans were again denied entry into Trinidad and Tobago. Jamaicans have been denied entry into Trinidad and Tobago and sent back to Jamaica on the grounds that the immigration authorities of Trinidad and Tobago have deemed them ineligible to be landed as bona fide visitors. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade is concerned at this development and continues to dialogue with the relevant authorities in Trinidad and Tobago on the matter. This, bearing in mind the ruling by the Caribbean Court of Justice on the Shanique Mary case. Joining us now by telephone is the head of the Trade Agreements Implementation and Coordination Unit in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, David Prendergast. So, with Jamaica being party to the revised Treaty of Chagaramus and a participant in the Caribbean single market and economy, are there any steps being taken by CARICOM member states to make travel in the region hassle-free?
Certainly. In an effort to make travel in the region hassle-free, CARICOM member states, Jamaica included, have agreed to a number of steps, which include more efficient clearance procedures for CARICOM nationals at airports in the region and an automatic entry for 6 months. The ministry wants to advise Jamaicans that treatment at various points of entry into CARICOM countries should not be arbitrary, discriminatory, and should be respectful of their personal dignity.
Now, is there anything you'd like to say to prospective travelers to CARICOM countries?
Persons who are planning to travel to CARICOM countries, whether for business, for study, tourism, or personal affairs, must ensure that they are in possession of the following: a valid passport with at least 6 months validity, a return airline ticket appropriate to the purpose of the visit, an adequate amount of money to meet living expenses during the visit, information for their accommodation, whether hotel or private residence, the name and full details of their host or sponsor, where possible, documentation confirming the purpose of the visit, and the name and telephone number, preferably the mobile number of anyone meeting them at the airport, and as appropriate, specific arrangements should be made for transportation from the airport. And it's important to have all of these documents when traveling for the purposes I mentioned.
Thank you very much, Mr. Prendergast. Now that was David Prendergast, head of the Trade Agreements Implementation and Coordination Unit in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade. Travelers, listen up, because the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade is urging Jamaican nationals who believe that their rights have not been upheld under the CSME regime to make a report to the nearest Jamaican High Commission or Consulate or to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade. Anecdotal reports alone are not sufficient to allow the ministry to represent the interests of Jamaicans who believe their rights have been infringed. Now, that's all the time we have for today, so join us again right here.
All right, driver. You can turn back to your regular music station now.
All right, cool.
I mean, me is a traveler. And it's good when you can know for handle certain situation when you find yourself in it. Don't it, driver?
True, you know. Yeah, man.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.